This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's right. Nothing more American than the Bakken, I'll tell you. An ND Energy, an oil and gas, and it's surging out here, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely, it's a battle every day against the Biden administration and the woke world, but they get it done. They find a way. I'm Scott Henin. We're live at the ND Truck Wash today in Stanley, North Dakota. Got a record amount of fishermen out on Four Bears Casino Marina there, the Big Lake today, Sakakawea. They're out there, and they're just killing them. The fish are jumping into the boat. That's what they told me. I got that on very good authority. So they're having a blast out there, having a good time. And tomorrow will be the second of two. This is the 13th year, so the 26th Cook Fest in White Shield, North Dakota. And we'll be in White Shield tomorrow morning covering it. Hope to see you there. And come up, introduce yourself. Met Mr. Stenberg last night from around the Watford City area, McKenzie County farmer and rancher. And he said, I'm here because I heard you on the radio. And it was a pleasure to meet him. Of course, Daniel Stenberg we know well, as a lot of the jobs development that happens in that region comes through his shop. So got a chance to meet his dad, and that was very nice as well. Of course, Titus, his other son, well known in the region as well as Mr. Sports, covering those wolves and other sports in the region. So love the Stenberg family. It was good to meet them and appreciate them saying hi. Make sure you do the same if you come up and see us tomorrow at Stenberg. We are Stenberg at White Shield. And thanks to Mr. Stenberg for saying hi. I love it when people do that. So we're at the ND Truck Wash today. I've got a bunch of texts pouring in, and more calls welcome as well. And Representative Jeff Megram just sent me a note. And I want you to think about this while we're talking to Larry, and then we'll pick up this conversation here in a little bit. But I respect Jeff. I really do. And we have a good relationship. We agree on some things. We disagree on some things, but we're honest with each other. And he sent a note. He said, Scott, I've been hearing you say that our energy and ag industries are doomed unless we embrace the green new communist deal. Now, I've never said anything of the sort. I've said others are creating the rules that we can choose to play by and actually beat them at their own game, or we'll get run over. So I do believe energy and ag, unless we find solutions to this woke world that's out there, are going to be harmed. They're going to be hurt. That's just the reality. Anyway, Jeff goes on to say, my argument is a weak guy's argument. I don't think that it's the best long-term solution for our children. Emmons County passed a 15-year moratorium on industrial solar developments last evening. Well, again, I believe people in Emmons County should do what they think is best for Emmons County. I'm not a big fan on these industrial solar developments. I'm not. But that's a long way from saying, hey, wait a minute, we can utilize carbon. We can enhance oil recovery with carbon. The world thinks carbon is the bad thing. We're going to take a portion of the man-made carbon, not all the carbon that we need for essential, you know, plant life, for crying out loud. We're going to take a portion of the man-made carbon, and we're going to enhance oil recovery. And guess what? Every school in North Dakota will benefit. Every road will benefit. Every water project will benefit. Hello! If you're not for that, then I can't help you. There's no fixing you, for crying out loud. That just makes total sense. To the extent we have the geology to store it, and can again solve a problem, we're going to be this mecca ladies and gentlemen, that has the geologic jackpot, God-given, for us, below us. Why not use it? No different than pulling oil out of rock. This is not hard, but I'm happy to have the debate for sure. You've heard of Larry the Cable Guy. You've heard of Jim the Flagpole Guy. Well, there is, ladies and gentlemen, someone you need to meet today. That is Larry the ND Truck Wash Guy, a trucker himself for many, many years, and now the manager of this fine facility, the ND Truck Wash. How are you doing, Larry?
Doing great. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for being here.
Your customers love you. I can hear them interacting with you. You help them out. You decide what exactly is the best. You got a lot of regular customers here, too. Tell us about life at ND Truck Wash. What's it like?
Well, we open up at 7 o'clock. Take them as they come. We do take appointments, but 90% of our guys are just walk-ins. Tractor trailers. We do have a lot of accounts that we do. Our prices have changed recently. You know, we have went up a little bit due to inflation, due to, you know, the uprise of
let's go Brandon.
Chemicals and things.
Let's go Brandon. Everything's more now.
Everything's going up.
Yep.
Yes. Everything is going up.
But you do the tractor trailer painted for $179. You do the tractor trailer aluminum for $199.
Yes.
Yeah. And four axle work trucks of $164. Three axle $149. Two is $89. Pickup van, SUVs, gooseneck trailers. Do a car for $20.
Yeah. Those prices has changed some, but they've not went up anything. I think $20. We've had to because chemicals and stuff has risen.
Now, we have a little deal today.
Yes, we do.
For our trucker friends that are listening.
Yes, we do.
And
yes,
want to come on in here and sit on in that beautiful trucker lounge and relax and read a copy of my book, Grassroots, A Common Sense Action Agenda for America, and you can leave with it. I have them in the trucker lounge right now.
Okay, great, great.
I'll sign them for anybody that stops by. And tell me about what we're going to do for our listeners on that acid on the acid wash on the tractor.
Well, for those who come in today and let us know that they was listening to the radio station and heard Mr. Hannity talk about Indy Truck Wash, we're going to give them a free acid wash on the truck. $60 value. We're going to do that for them today.
How do people find the ND Truck Wash?
Well, coming north on Highway 8, you take the bypass, maybe about a quarter of a mile. We're going to be on the right-hand side of the road. If you're coming east from Williston on Highway 2, right when you get to the Welcome to Stanley sign, take a right on the bypass, come down about 2.5 miles. We're going to be on the left-hand side. Big neon signs, can't miss us.
There's a ton of trailers and tractors, obviously, that hit the Pinnacle Truck Wash. You're behind all the Pinnacle buildings, too, just straight back from the truck wash.
Straight back from the truck wash, yeah. Yes. You can come down beside the Pinnacle, and you can't miss us.
Yeah, you just keep going, and you see the signs for the ND Truck Wash. Now, you were a trucker and gave up that life. Tell us why.
Well, truck for a long time, done last year in Texas, and just wanted to be home. You know, men to marriage, it's hard on marriage. Trucking is hard on the wife, and just wanted to just come home and just be around my wife. I mean, being married 28 years, being with her about 32 years, and that was more things that was important to me.
Well, you're a better man than most to say, I'm gonna give up my life and I live in it and I'm going to do here. And now you're working with truckers and you're helping them out every day.
Yes, yes, yes. It's almost, I mean, it's like being home, really. I know what the guys are going through. I know what they're looking for, you know, when they come to a truck wash. I know the little spots, you know, that most people would miss, but a trucker's looking at. And so those are the things that we try to do. You know, we try to do that little technical stuff, you know, attention to detail.
You know, I wash my truck when it's super dirty, but not like on a kind of regular basis. My wife is the exact opposite. She loves keeping the car clean. But it's not a matter of what it looks like for a trucker, right? I mean, that's nice. You want it to look right. But this is a safety thing. This is,
yes.
I mean, explain the reasons that truckers have to be so diligent about washing that rig.
Well, number one, it looks good to, it promotes safety. When the DOT see you coming down the road and a truck is cleaned and he normally he don't give a second look when he sees a dirty truck. You know, he'll pull him over. But it also helps you with your inspections, you know, your pre-trip inspections, your post-trip inspections, where you can spot things that maybe you can catch before something, you know, bad happens.
It's smart business.
It's just smart business.
Yes. Yeah, that makes total sense. You want to call Larry and get an appointment, you sure can here. As he said, most folks just drive on up, but then call him at 628-1550, 701-628-1550. I've got a link to my Facebook page. Todd does, too, with the story of ND Truck Wash. Pretty cool and all the things they do, and also some easy ways to get here at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Call them at 628-1550. 628-1550. Right here in beautiful Stanley, North Dakota. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
We're going to make you famous. Larry, the truck wash guy, has been born today, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Larry.
Yes,
all right. Love it. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Calls, welcome, 258-0550, 708-258-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Join us. Tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
The thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number. I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. One of the fun things about their team is that if they don't know the answer, they're real quick to get back to you. In every instance, they've been able to bring it to a great resolution, and I'm just so thankful for how they've taken care of us and our needs.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guess what today is, ladies and gentlemen? You heard it here first. It's National Hot Dog Day. Hot dog diggity, Todd. How about that?
Okay, what do you put on your hot dog?
I put mustard and onions. Yeah.
Oh.
It's my choice. What do you put?
I don't have to kiss you later, so that's fine.
I don't care about bad breath. I don't. I can't not have onion. I just can't. Sorry. Oh, love it. Love it. Speaking of onion,
I know I was getting a little off topic here, but grilled cheese sandwiches. My dad used to have onion in his. I think I was in like 6th or 7th grade before I found out that most people didn't have onion in their grilled cheese
sandwich.
Never
heard of that before.
I know. I've never heard of it since. He's like the only person on earth, and
it's a thing.
He's gone now, but so now nobody needs to make those anymore, I guess.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Action Movers, and these folks right now are taking bookings for August, September, October. If there's a move in your future, lock in the rate, lock in the date, no obligation, but they want to get you on the calendar here. So if you've been thinking about this, don't wait, because you're not going to find a mover if you do. Professionally trained, background checked, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. They're family owned, they're veteran owned. We love them at Action Movers. They are just the best of the best. Their business is booming, too, and that's why they're hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers. Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, they love it if you just stop in and say hello. One of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever offered for both employee drivers and owner-operators right now. Here's my favorite. Besides local, regional, and over-the-road opportunities, they have a program to help you become an owner-operator. You know, talking to Larry earlier, in the life of a trucker and the challenges there and being away, you know, the flexibility that comes with that. If you just want to change, you're going to work for a great company. You're going to look these folks in the eye, Steve Herman, Scott Herman, their families, just amazing. And know you're working for great folks. So stop in one of their offices, meet them, say hello, tell them Scott sent you. Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Call it 566-5532, 566-5532. That's, of course, 701-566-5532. 1022, God loves you, and so do I, ladies and gentlemen. Let's find out what's on your mind today. Some texts rolling in, but I'm going to get the calls first here. Grant and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, when are you going to have Trent Luce on for the CO2 debate? Did I miss it?
No, I love having Trent Luce on, and certainly have talked to him about the 30 by 30, you know, nightmare before. I think the last time we had Trent on, he was hosting Senator Kevin Cramer down there for one of the events in Nebraska, as I recall. But always love having
K-Fire every Thursday afternoon at 3.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, there's no shortage on our stations of Trent.
I think it'd be a really good show if Scott and Trent could get on. Because I think you see two similar, maybe agreements and disagreements that are, you know, not like fire and blood shooting out of everyone's eyes, but it'd be good to have them on just to.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I'll
reach out to Trent for sure. I think we both agree on a lot of stuff. In other words, this carbon management plan is it necessary? To save the planet? No, it's not. Is there a very woke world right now out there that says carbon management is necessary? There is. And so we can say, screw you. We're not participating in your stupid little game. And by the way, that would come at a huge detriment to the oil and gas industry and to modern agriculture. It just would. So, that's going to be the cause and effect there. Or we can play their game. We can play their game, and we can play chess while they're playing checkers. And that's my argument. That's what I advocate for. And I think, by the way, on carbon utilization, holy buckets. Is that winning the lotto? When you can go back and utilize carbon to get some of these wells pumping again, every North Dakotan wins from that. So I like the conversation, I like the debate, and I'm going to take you up on your idea and invite Trent to talk about it a little bit on the program. I think we'd find out we agree on a lot of stuff. The question is, what's the solutions? What do we do? So appreciate that, Grant, okay?
All right, thanks.
Rolog, Minnesota, home of that great Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion, is where Ben is calling from. Ben, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Scott, they always say if you don't study history, it repeats itself. And Marxism, I've been studying, it's a very interesting concept. When Lenin took over Russia, he basically said, he told the poor people, we're going to get rid of the rich people and everything's going to be good. Okay, they revolted. They took over. Well, then he killed the poor people, he killed the rich people, he killed the middle people. He killed everybody. Didn't care. He was wholesale slaughter, and then Stalin came in and carried it on. Well, nowadays we've got the woke, we've got the environmentalists, we got the Bernie Sanders, we got everything. And the one thing, and the Muslims, I've learned about Marxism, they will work with any group they can if it's achieving their goal. And their goal since 1920, when they started working in the United States, was to exterminate this country. So they'll work with all these people, and basically I call them useful idiots. And everybody thinks they're getting their own agenda. Well, really, they're working for the Marxists with the one goal of destroying the United States. And that's the goal of it. J. Edgar Hoover wrote a book in the 1959, and it was titled Masters of Deceit. And he wrote how the Marxists started in 1920, and they've just been proceeding year after year. They're patient people, but
they sure are.
The destruction of this country.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. And to not be aware of it is extremely dangerous.
Most people don't even know we're here. They're just busy making a living.
Yeah, and that's great. But when the living goes away and you have a classless...
Then they get excited.
Yeah, exactly. Because the idea of Marxism is that, hey, all of us in this quote-unquote society, this realm, we work for a common good. And that be great when this class struggle's gone? It's ridiculous. It's evil.
When they take over, they'll kill the Muslims.
Of course they will.
They'll kill the wokes.
Yep.
They'll kill the environmentalists because they don't care. All they care about is power. And even people like Bernie Sanders, they'll kill him because they'll say, you are a traitor to your own country. You think you're going to help us? His head will get lopped off.
No,
they don't care who they kill, just so they get their power.
So do what Ben has done. Spend some time understanding what the definition of Marxism is, what Karl Marx wanted. And the idea of replacing private ownership with co-op ownership is the most un-American thing I can think of. And you know what? This is why I don't believe it will ever succeed. Do people want it to succeed? Absolutely. Do more people need to be aware that that's their goal, that's their design, and that this is a battle? Absolutely. But I do believe in the United States of America, they are not going to succeed. But we are in a battle. There's no doubt about it, Ben. Appreciate your call very much. Texter says, CO2 question for you. The CO2 that's getting piped and stored, is it the same CO2 that we buy to carbonate soda, beer, and water? Or is it cleaned or processed to make a food-grade product? I don't know the answer to that. But I know some people who do. Energy Environmental Research Center, the folks that have been studying this. And talking about its possibilities with North Dakota's unique geology, too. So I'll ask them or welcome anybody else to join us. A governor candidate in Minnesota that has an energy plan. That's right. Next on What's on Your Mind. We're brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump, and Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House approved the resolution expressing the United States' support for Sweden and Finland to join NATO. The resolution passed 394-18 with only Republicans voting against it. Maryland delegate Dan Cox, who secured President Trump's endorsement, defeated Trump critic Governor Larry Hogan's choice as his successor, Kelly Schultz, in Maryland's GOP primary. Final tally was 56% to 40%. As the pandemic is in our rearview mirror, the San Diego Unified School District in California is demanding all students wear masks again. President Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne on KUSI provided no science for the mask mandate.
They can opt not to return to the regular school, but to go to the school where they don't have to go to school at all other than via Zoom. They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable and at that point just not return.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Live at the ND Truck Wash today. Got a great deal for you. Free acid wash on the tractor for today. $60 value if you come into the ND Truck Wash. Tell them, hey, Scott sent me, and I got a great deal there. If you're coming from the south on 8, take the 18 bypass there, and you'll find it's nice and easy coming from, if you're headed from the west, headed east, see the Welcome to Stanley sign, take the bypass there and find us. Call them if you need instructions on how to get in here. 701-628-1550 to ND Truck Wash. And while you're in that luxurious trucker lounge, you can relax a little bit there. And guess what I'll do for you? Sign you a copy of the book, Common Sense Action Agenda for America, called Grassroots, because that's what's going to save this country, the grassroots. Gubernatorial candidate Minnesota Scott Jensen joining us momentarily to talk about his energy plan, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA as well. Swedish meatballs today are the thing. Valley City, 45th Street in Fargo, 12th Avenue and I-29, Salisbury Steak, Harwood location, PetroServe USA, Chef's Choice downtown MP Avenue, or Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon, Salisbury Steak. I told you about that, my mouth's watering. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Emailer says, let's invoke C.S. Lewis for today's propaganda and politics, talking about the timeless classic, The Screwtape Letters. Here's a piece of advice. Noise. Just create noise. That way they will never be aware of what's really happening or have time to check in to their inner sense of right and wrong. If we can keep them from doing that, the rest will be easy. Lewis was using this dialogue to address an audience after Hitler had made an appeal for support. He was referring to the influence, which ultimately leads to deception, which then becomes a form of control. History proved him to be accurate. Here we are, 80 years later, living in a culture of noise and constant distraction. We are an easy target for mind control, the kind of mind control he talked about in that book. Read that book. It'll steel you up for the noise that inevitably just comes. 26 before the top of the hour, Dr. Scott Jensen is back with us. We are rooting for this man. We are praying for this man. We would love to see nothing more than Scott Jensen as governor of Minnesota, Matt Burke as lieutenant governor of Minnesota. And it's a battle because literally everybody outside the Twin Cities, where they have all the woke machine cranked up, needs to say, I've not voted before, but I'm going to vote. I'm going to tell my neighbor to vote. I'm going to tell my son and daughter to vote. We're going to spend time researching these candidates and talking about what a miserable failure Tim Walz has been as governor of Minnesota. It's important. I've not heard Tim Walz talk about energy other than delaying the Line 3 pipeline and succumbing to this insanity of, we don't need pipelines, let's shut down pipelines. And now we have a governor, candidate for governor, that has a real energy plan. And to tell us about it, here is the one and only Dr. Scott Jensen. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
I'm terrific, and thanks for having me on. And I also want to say kudos to you for talking briefly about The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. I've read that book twice, and I think that people really need to understand that sometimes the noise is nothing other than deception, but also the noise is used to fearmonger. And I think humans are better off. We're wired to be more thoughtful and more confident in ourselves when we are not fearful. And I see that all the time with my patients. I just had a patient a few minutes ago who's just absolutely fearful about going for surgery. And I said, this is not the time you should be doing the surgery. And so I really commend you. We need to all, as a nation, wake up and recognize that each and every one of us is capable of assessing what's going on around us. And if a politician tells us, no, what you're seeing isn't real, don't trust your gut instinct, let me tell you that everything is good because the unemployment rate is 2.2%. You need to look further, because the unemployment rate may be 2.2%, but the question that should be asked is, what is the GDP program in Minnesota doing? And it's not doing well. And another question is, how many workers do we have in Minnesota compared to pre-COVID? And we're not back to those numbers. So politicians have perfected the art form of picking one number that isn't necessarily in and of itself telling the whole story, but they'll use that because it's the one number that gives them some support.
Very well said. I wanted to talk to you today because I saw a 10-point energy plan to lower cost and increase reliability. And I thought, boy, that's refreshing. Here's a candidate for governor in Minnesota that's talking about something that is vital to the pocketbooks of everyone, you know, touches about everything in our economy. You know, price of energy goes up, the price of everything goes up. It's not rocket science, right? If it's more to fuel an 18-wheeler to bring products to the grocery store, well, guess what? The products are going to cost more. And inflation is rippling through energy in a big, big way right now. Tell us about your plan, Scott.
We came out knowing full well that when you take the lead, when you take the initiative on leading the big conversations, you run political risk. And I'm willing to accept that. So is Matt Burke. We're stuck right now in the mindset of Chernobyl when people think about nuclear energy. The fact of the matter is nuclear energy is clean energy. There has been decades and decades of research where we've gotten better and better at it. Think of a nuclear submarine. Think of the fact that they can literally spend months, and even years under the water, utilizing no source other than nuclear. We're moving closer and closer to being able to move from fission to fusion. And when we came out with our energy plan, we started right out of the blocks. We said, remove the moratorium on the ability to build nuclear plants. We have to have the hard conversation. We need to suspend the California car mandate regarding emissions. We're not California, and we don't want to be. A lot of folks don't understand that right now there's only one pickup that's an electric vehicle. I think it's called the Lightning. It's a Ford Lightning. In the winter months, in January, in cold weather, it most likely will not have a range of even 200 miles. That doesn't work for a state that is so cold in the winters and has so many unique characteristics compared to California. You can travel 180 miles, maybe. Then you got to stop and find a charging station, which we don't have many of, and stay there for 45 minutes while it's charging, and it's 25 degrees below zero. How's that going to work for us? Joe Biden told us that he wants 50% of all cars sold to be sold in 2030. The California car mandates require that by 2025, 35% of the vehicles sold have to be electric vehicles. And that's just 2025. That's 2 years away. Right now, we're less than 3%. And they want to jump to 35%. We don't have the charging stations. 90% of the supply chain necessary to make that happen doesn't even exist. This is political pandering at its worst. So we came out and said, suspend it, repeal it. Governor Walz, this is on you. You basically chose to go with the California car mandates because you only had one of two choices, either go with the feds or follow California. But if you follow California, you're in lockstep with them. And this idea that we can craft and tailor our own program by going the California route is absolutely false. We came out and we said that DEED has got to start cooperating with the private sector. We're seeing too many good ideas literally permitted and regulated to death. We came out and said, listen, we can't be taking some of our base load providers and literally expiring them, telling them, you're going out of business. We're going to shut you down. We've got to reconsider that. We've got to get the hydro electric power in Granite Falls finished. And we've got to look at other potential sources for that. Advanced energy storage, we've got to be leading the charge in terms of what can hydrogen and ammonia do in terms of a stored energy. We should be doing that. The grid has got to be reliable. And on a good day, solar and wind together don't get to doing 10% of our grid. So what does that tell us? Yeah, we'd all love to be off of fossil fuels and be as green as we can be. But the fact of the matter is, if we literally crush our economy so that people are starving, there's no food, and people don't have energy, and people are dying because they can't heat their houses in the winter or they can't cool them in the summer, we're going to have deaths if you have these rolling blackouts, which are a very real likelihood. This isn't just some pie-in-the-sky possibility. Rolling blackouts are likely going to happen. So all of these things are critically important. We put them on the table and said, we're going to have a conversation with it, whether or not they're fraught with danger for a political candidate. And what we've heard from Tim Walz is exactly nothing.
What a breath of fresh air you are, Dr. Jensen. I mean, for one, you're a medical doctor, have done public service, obviously, in the legislature, but the description of what Minnesota needs in the way of energy and a future that you just laid out is an incredible vision. And I know the noise that will be created on the other side, because they do it and they do it well. Minnesota's in the grip of extreme environmentalists. So in the minute or so we have left, how do you counter the storm, the noise that is to come? What do you anticipate is going to be the opposition to this?
We tell Minnesotans, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. You are going to see the left agenda focus on one thing. They're going to say abortion's on the ballot in November, and it's not. In Minnesota with Doe v. Gomez, it is not on the ballot at all. What is on the ballot is the fact that we've got thousands and thousands of Minnesotans wondering if they should pay, if they take that last $100 they got and either fill their gas tank or buy groceries. We've got public safety absolutely absent. It's gone. And we're not going to get it back just by wishing for it. We got to work hard. And that means we need more cops on the street. We need to be serious about restoring public safety and eliminating lawlessness. And we've got to start protecting our kids. We have them hypersexualized and being indoctrinated rather than given a foundational education. So you're going to see the left, and you're going to see Tim Walz do everything he can to focus everybody's attention. Don't focus on all the stuff you think is important. Focus on what I tell you, and it's wrong. Minnesotans need to really wake up.
How do people help your campaign, Dr. Jensen?
Well, of course I'm supposed to tell you to donate, but you know what I'd rather do? I'd ask every Minnesotan, please, talk to three or four people every day from now till November 8th. Don't preach at one another. Ask questions. Ask questions like, do you think the path we're on is a good one? Do you feel safer today than you did 4 years ago? Do you feel like you're better off? Do you think that 6% raise this year got you ahead? Or do you feel like you're falling even further behind? We need to ask questions and ask Minnesotans one another. Is this sustainable? Is this the path we want to be on? Can we be better than this? Do you feel like Tim Walz has really given us a one Minnesota? Or do you think that's just a political slogan?
Folks, this is going to be a momentous time for Minnesota's future in November, and we're glad you're in that battle. You got a great running mate in Matt Burke and a wonderful energy plan. Thanks for laying it out for us today. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Dr. Scott Jensen, candidate for governor in Minnesota. What a campaign. But he's right. Talk to people. Have those conversations.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Attention farmers, harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 Brock grain bins in stock. But don't wait, they will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petrosurf USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River, 3.25-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy Drinks, 2 for $4. And any size, coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. Petrosurf USA. Just tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, Buick, GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime, not only on the new Buicks and GMCs, but those used vehicles as well. When you go to Schwann, Buick, GMC.com, and under pre-owned, hit lifetime warranty vehicles, and you'll see which ones apply. There's a manager's choice. Subaru Forester, it's a 2020, was $43,625, now $39,999. Or another 2020 Subaru Forester is $34,488. On to Pilot, Toyota Highlander. All right, a Ford F-152. Check it out, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, we're live at the ND Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Last chance for us to tell you this is the place you want to be today. Because the acid wash on your tractor is free today if you mention Scott from What's On Your Mind sent me to ND Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Call them for details or an appointment at 701-628-1550. But they take them as they come and they roll them through here quick, and it's a hurricane wash. And so 90% of the business is just pull up trucks right there, go to it. So come on in right behind the Pinnacle Travel Center. In Stanley, North Dakota, the ND Truck Wash, 628-1550. 628-1515. By the way, Todd, after the show, guess who's taking the trail boss right on through? Can hardly wait. Folks at Pucklage,
it's a hurricane song for you.
Yeah,
I guess.
There you go. I'll roll the windows down too, so we'll make a video, and you can just see how wet I get. I don't know if that'd be such a good idea, but we have a lot of text to get to here to pick a MyPillow winner as well. A pair of sandals to one of the pipeline questions that are submitted. One of the answers, rather, to our pipeline question today: are they a good thing or are they a bad thing? Just a simple yes or no answer or a little comment. Certainly welcome today on the program. And before I do that, I want to talk about jobs. What do you think about kids in your family, grandkids in your family, maybe the neighbor kid? You know, maybe they want to take a gap year right out of high school. Maybe they want to explore a little bit. A lot more of that's happening. And, you know, you can make a good living working for folks like Go Wireline and the other folks that serve the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. And we've been chatting with Carl Bodoroff today a little bit about the possibilities. So, Carl, tell our listeners what you're looking for in an ideal employee and how young you can start at Go Wireline.
We're looking for somebody minimum of 18 years of age, somebody that's able to get a CDL, somebody that's able to pass an ATF background check because we do deal with explosives, and somebody who likes to work outside. Somebody who likes to have fun while they work, wants to have fun with the guys that are on location. It's a great community. The oil field's a great community. We have a great bunch of guys working at Go Wireline right now. We're just shorthanded. We need more people.
And you talk about it's an adventure. It's not a job. It's like an adventure.
Exactly. It is exactly that. It's just an adventure. We have fun every day. One of my philosophies is if you're not having fun, it's not worth doing. You know, and I go to work every day and have fun. It's just a great job.
Your story's a good one because you moved here back part of the boom from Colorado, right?
Yeah, I started working up here in 07. I moved my family up here in 10 because I enjoyed North Dakota so much. I love the people up here. And I think it was in 2012, I got fed up with the boom and left where I was working and went back home to Colorado. 9 months later, I'm back up here working in the oil field because I miss the people. The people are just great. They're awesome. Everybody out here is doing the same thing I am, working to make a decent living and support their family, better their lives, better their kids' lives. So it's all good.
You know, so if you have grandkids, you have kids maybe trying to find a place, find a career, find a home, 18 and up, pass that ATF background so they can work with explosives, you know, drive a CDL truck so you can move things around the Bakken. Have a career for a long time at a really good living, right?
Good living, great company to work for.
North Dakota company, I might add, which isn't always the case in the oil field.
Very seldom the case in the oil field up here. There's only one company that I know of that was born here in the Bakken, and that's Go Wireline.
I can think of a lot of 18 to, you know, 30-year-olds that would say, hey, rather than doing what I'm doing, this sounds like a fun day, you know, and doing it with some fun folks and having a great time.
And it is fun. It can get challenging. It can get frustrating. It can be long days. But 99% of the time, it's just fun.
Tell folks how they can find out more about the job opportunities with Go Wireline.
The best way to do it is go online to gowireline.com. There should be a career tab at the top. Click on it. Fill out the application. And if you don't hear a call, get a call back within a day or two. Give our office a call. The number's on the website. Talk to one of the management.
You're going to get a call back within a day or two because right now they are looking for good, hard-working folks that share their values at Go Wireline. So get that process started at gowireline.com.
That's it. GoWireline.com.
Fantastic. Carl, thanks for sharing the story of Go Wireline.
Thank you.
Amazing. We'll be in White Shield, North Dakota tomorrow. Looking forward to that conversation as well. So join us in beautiful White Shield, North Dakota. If you can, the information education session 2 until 4. And then don't forget the most fun barbecue, free barbecue, all the great times. That's going to be from 4 until 7 right there. What else are we doing tomorrow, I should tell you? We are brought to you today by our friends at Gateway Building Center, by the way.
I understand the success of your farm depended on storage. Number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Rock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and more. For more, check them out at gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. Also tomorrow on the program, Gary Thelson and Jerome Rector of New Mary talking about Leadership ND and the Bakken Rocks Cookfest in Whitefield. We'll keep this contest going on Pipelines Good or Bad. Text us all afternoon, 237-1590. God bless.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.